Hello, it's Nick and Mary. It's the Pop Culture Rejects for it's our podcast for 9/11. For 9/11, 9 years for a national tragedy, really.
Yes, yes, very much so.
A subdued opening here, but I just want to do our small part for. For you know, they had the readings of the names earlier, and I think if we do a small segment of the names of the fallen of one of the worst national tragedies there's ever been, I think it would be very important. So let's read a few names here, just so you know we're doing our part late in the day, but we're still contributing. So
I think you should go ahead.
I think we'll go ahead. So. Mohammed Atta. Waleed Al-Shahri.
What are you doing?
Abdul Aziz Al-Omari.
You're reading the wrong list.
What? This is the list of the fallen. Satam Al-Suqami.
You're reading the wrong list. Those are the hijackers.
This is the list of the. This is the names.
No, those are the hijackers.
They died. They died. Yeah. These are the names.
I know, but that's the wrong one.
Honey Hanjour.
Yeah, no. Alejandro. No. Stop. I'm taking it away.
But this was part of the names. We agreed.
I know. But that's
you said find the list of the names.
I know, but you got the wrong list. It's the wrong fucking list.
You didn't specify. All right.
Okay.
I found people that died. All
right. All right.
I found people.
All right.
Okay. Let's just
forget about it.
Let's calm down.
Let's just forget it ever happened.
Okay. All right. I apologize for that. It was my mistake.
It was a whoopsie daisy.
Yes, it was.
We're research, sorry.
It was a research error on my part. I was misled.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Obviously,
so
that's okay.
It's 9/11 of 2010. 9/11. So September 11th.
Yes. It was a bad day.
It was a bad day. You know, like I said, it wasn't the worst day I ever had. But people had it worse than me. I hurt myself that morning.
Well, let's talk about that. Where were you? They talk about flashbulb memories and where you were when you first. I'm sorry.
Flashbulb memory.
That is what it's called. It's a psychology term.
Okay.
And it's where you learn. It's where.
Is it one of those things where of you, where you were
where
when
you
something
were
happened,
with something traumatic? You can remember everything.
But it was. I mean, okay. Yes, it was a trauma. Not to me, but anyway. I was at work that day.
Talk about that. Talk about your job.
All right. Okay. Before I left the house that day, I was in my bathroom, and I whacked my toe on the corner of the door. It hurt the entire day because I was wearing the wrong shoes to work at my upcoming job. They were a pair of basketball shoes. And I hurt my toe. It was already ingrown, and we had blisters and things. It hurt badly. So the whole day I had to go through that. The whole day. That is my first memory of that day. But when I left for work, it was 7 in the morning, so no, there was still time.
And that was
our innocence was still there.
And that was your first day.
That was my first day at my job. That was 9/11, which...
The original.
That's what I will remember for the rest of my time. That's where I was. I came in the building. I got my mop. I got my bucket. I got my gloves on to clean up the shitter. I went in the bathroom. I was cleaning the ladies' latrines. Someone left something awful in one of the commodes. I remember that. And I remember getting that down the toilet and finishing the bathroom. After I clean the main bathroom, this is at about 9 in the morning. So I'd been in the bathroom about 10 minutes, cleaning everything up, and I come out and it leads out to our break room, and there's just a television there, and it's towers on fire.
Both of them?
Well, the one. I don't remember if it was both. No, it was the one because I didn't see the second one live. I saw it later that day on the replays. But pulled back in there, and then I didn't have time to sit and absorb it. I had to go out to the sales floor. Or had to return them off in bucket. So, you know, I know something bad has happened, but this is my first day on the job, so I don't know from anything. I got to go to work. I come back to the break room. I can remember this in my flashbulb memory of walking through the little door you go back in the break room, and this had to have been about 9:30 because I'm a historical buff, as you know, with all my hours and hours of DVDs. I've seen every bit of television footage there was from that day from any network that had archives because I didn't get to experience it. Not they want to sit there and relive it and you know, get to 10:28 and shoot my load looking at the South Tower fall, but
God.
I wanted to see these things that I missed because I'm used to seeing news events. So it's about 9:30 and I walk through the door and there's Peter Jennings on television. You hear his voice, but you don't see him. You just hear. And I was raised, because I was an ABC News nerd, that's all I had, that if you heard Peter Jennings, your nightly anchor, in the morning, someone died, something crashed, or the president was speaking. Well, I just see the same tower as I'd seen when I left. You know, and then, 9:30, he was on there, right before 9:30. He's speaking, then Bush comes on. I sit and hear that. Then they show the Pentagon burning right after. And then I had to go back to the sales floor. Everything goes in bits and pieces that day. Because I remember that. And everything is just a blur. But we had a couple of people of Arab descent that worked there. They said they could go home because people immediately came in. We had to take... I say we, but the collective we. They had to take... This is when we still sold rifle ammunition and rifles. They had to take those and lock those up and get them off the sales floor. That immediately came down, like I sent an email. So they're taking off the sales floor, and they told the two people there were...
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, the two people... That all happened, because I was there the whole...
Yeah, you were there
I was there
day.
At about 4 o'clock.
I had to work... I had to work that day, too, but I don't think I had to come in until, like, 4.
Yeah, so I was there from open until early afternoon. And they take this that off the sales floor and tell the two Arabic people they can go home if they want. Not and that wasn't just leading to them saying, oh, well, you can't stay over here. People immediately already come in. One of the girls had gotten upset because somebody in passing some point during that day said something and she left. And they told the other person, you can go home if you want. Just go home. We'll pay you for the rest of your day. Go home. And it goes in a process the rest of that day. My feet were killing me, I said, because of the stubbed toe. And my feet had blisters and everything, because I wasn't prepared for that kind of job. I had tender feet.
A job that you still work at.
I'm still there. Not the same capacity.
No,
I've moved up a bit.
You have moved up.
I my hair's gone grayer. It's gotten longer.
It's because you got a...
I got responsibilities.
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 Like keeping them beans hot.
I got to keep the beans hot. I got to pile up all my favorites. Corn cobs. Butterscotch, Cincinnati Reds. I had to back all that up. So I go home, and the businesses were still open, obviously, because nobody closed. They sent people home. I remember a few people that I don't remember her name now, but
her name was Mary.
No. I hadn't met you yet.
No.
You were there, but I didn't know who you were. You were a cashier or something.
That bitch up at the checkout.
Exactly. I don't know. I this is before I became a shoe, so I was just cleaning up shit. I was a stockman. I was the bottom of the pole.
Yeah.
Went home, stopped in Jonesville at the Hungry Howie's, got a pizza, and went home, and then watched the footage on television the rest of the night. So that was pretty much my day, is I just stayed up watching it until I fell asleep at about, like, midnight.
Well, I think, for me, I was in school at the time, and I was taking... I was taking some kind of science class. And it had a lab. And I woke up. I had a friend stayed over. And my dad was away on business because I was living... I was kind of sharing an apartment with him at the time, but he wasn't... So it was just... He was gone a lot. So he called me, and I got this... answering machine, you know, 2001. And he leaves me this frantic message, just like, we're at war!
Answer the phone!
Oh, I wish you'd save this.
Well.
I know.
That I know. Been, it would have been, it would have been good. It
awesome to save.
But, I didn't. And so, yes, that was the beginning of my day. And I was like, I think he kept calling and I answered the phone and then he said, turn on the TV. And, you know, so I did. And, you know, I just sat there and watched it. You know, it just, I think I turned it on right before the second tower fell.
Yeah, I didn't see that one live either. I only heard.
I
saw the first one fall live.
I didn't see. Yeah, I saw.
I remember that. I was in the break. I saw that happen live. And.
Or, I mean, no, I'm sorry. I saw both of them. I mean, I saw the first. I mean, I saw them both fall.
Right.
I mean, I didn't see the plane hit. Okay. I didn't see. Well, the first one, they didn't.
You
have.
Saw the replays of it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the plane hit. They were both, you know, on fire when I saw them, and then. Then shortly after I turned it on, the one fell, and then, you know,
I can remember
20 minutes later, it was...
I remember seeing the first one fall, because I'm in the break room there when the first one fell, and Nancy, one of the former person used to work there, you know, she had like a, you know, sort of, I don't know which, somewhere, northeastern accent, where she was from, and she said, she was watching thing one, she starts saying, oh my God, oh my God, it's not the same other person that... Well, the kind of thing you and I were both doing pretty later in the day, but she's started freaking out. It was me and we were the only ones in that break room at the time.
I think.
So, because I kind of hung around the TV as much as I could because there was no other thing.
It was weird, you know. It's like
the store. We had people who come in and didn't know what happened, but the store went from being pretty busy, like at about 9, to just everybody left.
Well, I mean, it's like I wasn't. I didn't talk to my dad very long. I mean, I just turned on the TV and I just watched it. And I didn't talk to my... We just watched it. You know, there wasn't really any interaction. And it was kind of... Eventually, we were like, well, I guess we should go to class. And then once we pulled up at class, it was canceled. Yeah. And I think I went and got lunch at McAllister's. I mean, see, you remember because...
Yeah,
even though I haven't really thought about it a lot, it's just there because it was something... You know, traumatic like that.
It's pretty much, you know...
I know I sat in front of the TV for a good majority of the day, even though I did have to go into work. But, I mean, I had a bad attitude there. I was kind of like, why do we have to be here? I mean, I want to be home watching... I want to watch this footage. I mean, and I watched the footage. A lot of it. I mean, I watched...
If you want to recount the first 3 days, I have it all
no,
on...
No, I know you do.
All on
I've
DVD.
Watched it. I've watched some of it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we have relived
and
it
I
on
watched,
the previous
and I did. And I did watch it. I was watching it this morning. And I was probably watching the exact same thing I watched on 9/11. I mean, it was...
Well, because they had it in sync in time, so
yeah,
it was the same time you would have watched
it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just... So, that was pretty much my day. When I came home, I probably continued to watch it throughout the night. I mean, and I know I did throughout the rest of the week. I mean, that was kind of... And eventually, I was... I think after... Well, I mean, after a couple of days, I was kind of like, all right.
We had even that far away at work, we still had connections for people who worked in the towers. I think it's 50,000 people. You know, the odds aren't great that you might know someone, but turns out you and I both know somebody there. What was her name? Celeste or... some names start with a C. Celeste, Celeb.
Oh, that woman? The one...
Celia.
Okay, yeah.
Celia, and who was a friend of Nancy, who I guess had, I think it was her brother or cousin, someone related to him, that she spent the whole day freaking out, because phones are jammed, she couldn't reach her brother, and that's, we have the term now, the kind of when we go, oh my God, towers, was Cecilia, doing that and still screaming at the screen, I can't reach my brother! Or whoever. I'll say her brother. You know, I can't reach my brother! Oh my God! He was gonna be never late to work ever!
He was sounds just like
it doesn't, her. It doesn't know what... I don't know what floor he worked on. She didn't specify. She probably said it at some point, but it just went, he works at third, my God! And I just heard it like that. Before I left work, so it had to be because when you came in, I was before I had left, so it's probably 3:30 or something.
I don't know.
Some mixed time.
I think it was like 4.
I don't know. When I was getting ready to leave, and Mary was here for this one. No, maybe you weren't there. I think you were there to hear her do that, but she eventually, before I left in that day, got a hold of her brother. And it's like, oh my god, thank god, he's never slept in 15 years. He slept in today, oh thank god. And then she quit work not long after that.
Mm.
I guess to move
I do on. Remember her, but I mean, I remember that one guy, remember Pete?
Pete? Oh god, oh.
He would be like...
Yes, Pete, who I can remember to this day.
See?
For...
Because he was
fun reasons.
He was kind of slow, you know.
Yeah,
he was kind of like your little, you know,
like a little slow friend,
like a little three, like a dog or something.
You speak to him like a puppy. All right, Tawis went down.
He's like, my dad is
my dad's in Navy.
And then he was like, my dad's.
They all speak that way. Yeah, on the Navy. My father Stanley's in the Navy. And it says, we're going to war. I gotta go sign up. I don't know.
He also
like
says,
that.
My mother's a whore.
My mother's a whore. I'd like some sherbet. All right. Anyway.
But something came up where we were saying, I don't know, his dad is fighting the fires of the towers or something.
It turns out his dad was masturbating on a couch. By fighting the fires, it meant... He was putting cream because he's got crabs. That's what I think what he meant. So, the son, he's kind of slow. Poor Pete, didn't remember. I wonder if he died.
God.
He might have.
I
should check the rolls.
He probably got hit by a garbage truck.
he got hit by a garbage truck, or they sent him to Iraq and they had him testing IEDs. I don't know. What does this one do? Kaboom! Oh, man.
That's just... Don't I feel silly?
In memory of Pete. Pete, whatever your name is.
Pete. Ata.
Pete Aziz. I don't know. He's...
Oh, my God.
God. How to stop. This is horrible.
Yeah.
There's Pete. Everybody had weird reactions that day, but I
don't even know. I think that could have been after.
A lot of stuff happened after because we went, oh, Nessa, this is the time, and it makes me sick to this day. Because you got pissed off. You got sick of being asked about it. Every single day. It started that end of that day. Moving on. You guys are American flags. You guys are American flags. That pissed me off so much.
I know.
It's like, oh, what do you care now? Oh, you gotta just hang a banner. Well, fuck you. Go give blood. Go do something else. Why? Well, you don't have any American flags? People kind of get angry because we didn't have them. No, because we carry like three. Because you know how many people bought them a year? One. Anyway, I just remember that point.
Now you're getting all angry. We're going to have to get Toby Keith up in here.
Kick your ass. Oh,
these colors don't run.
All that stuff, and you have Springsteen, and Rise Up, and they do the telethon, and let's have...
George Clooney comes out.
Yeah, George Clooney going, I hate the paparazzi, and I hate the Taliban.
Give me an enemy.
You remember me? I'm still on ER.
Yes.
You know, whatever. All that telethon, that was the basis for having that one, which is the basis for having the Katrina one, and then having the one for the LA fires, and for everything.
Yeah.
That same template. That was the beginning of it. Going, let's get all the celebrities together on every network and all the radio stations to sing their songs.
It's a remake We Are the World.
Right.
They didn't do that.
But to do whatever.
They did that for Haiti.
I've got a gong that thing again.
Gong that thing.
Dead Island. One half. I've seen the maps. There are trees and then no trees. So that's the day, you know, and you move on from that. It's pretty much in generation for you and me our most significant day so far. It's only going to get worse.
There have been quite a few, you know, national tragedies in the last 10 years.
That's the biggest.
Yeah, definitely.
You have Katrina, which is horrible, but it's spread out over a series of days in a place that I don't know, and I got to see it on television, and I was sitting there eating a sandwich. I'm saying that's just the way it was. I had power, I had light, I had everything else. I'm watching towers in New York crush down, and it was more centralized.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't been to New York.
No, I haven't been to Ground Zero. I want to go.
I did. I went. I had never been. I had never been.
I
to
had
New
you
York.
Looking for horrible T-shirts.
I know. I went to New York about 5 years ago.
And
I, yeah, well, I didn't only. I, Well, yeah, I mean, I've looked for stuff, but I did go to Ground Zero. I remember I had to take the subway there, and then we walked back. I mean, it was a hell to walk around that city. I mean, it was cold.
And this was when it
this was
still,
in like, and this was in March, you know.
This
and
is I, when it still they decided that big fence up and
yeah, because this was it was probably about 4 years after.
Yeah, and they had the big fence. I guess no, because I'd seen the pictures.
It just
the
it was up. Just kind of weird.
Just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just kind of weird. You know, that's I don't know. I mean, if I had been there before, I mean, I can't imagine it being recognizable at all, because it didn't feel like buildings had been there.
I've never been to Washington. I've never been to New York. I've not been many places. I'd like to go to Ground Zero.
He's never flown.
I don't want to fly, because I've seen what happens. You die.
Well,
you know, the chances
not,
are pretty high.
Yeah.
It could happen.
It could happen. I was afraid to fly, too, but, you know, I got over it. And when you fly a couple times, you kind of... You get used to it. And you understand that, you know...
What I know not to take are cross-country flights.
Yeah.
Take a flight from Atlanta to or somewhere else. So, you know...
I have, but it's... I don't know. I mean, you gotta kind of work up to it. You do. I mean, that's how I am. Because I was deathly... I mean, I was very afraid of a plane of dying in a plane crash when I was a kid. My mom, she was... She flew a lot when she was younger, and something happened. I don't know what. I mean, she just decided one day, I'm not flying again. Oh, I think we flew to California when I was like 4 or something, and she came back, and I guess it was kind of a turbulent trip, and she said she got off the plane and said, I'm never flying again. She never did. She never flew.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know it's safe, and it's not worried about terrorism or anything else, and just general things, wing falling the fuck off, but... You know,
engine blowing,
and you're just going up and going. The engines fall off, and you're like, "This is unfortunate." And going right down,
what, and just part of the plane just blows up, like the gas lump.
Exactly.
It's like what's
the
it,
gun?
It's,
that
it's
guy
like,
next to me gets a seat sucked out. You know, I know
it's
not going to happen.
It's like
I know
a remake
right above
of Final Destination, you know, the first one.
Yeah, I know. Right above our heads, right now, even at night, there are 4,000 something flights right now over the country. There are 4,000. There are 4,200 people. So you've got right now, what is it? 4,000, 1, 10, that can't be right.
I don't know.
Let's say 100 people on each plane, just as an estimate. So, 4,000, 1, I can't, 400,000 people. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's, I'm saying, usually they say it's like 4,000, at the peak, okay, peak of the day, 4,000 flights in the air. That's 400,000 people in the air. And then you hear about a plane crash every so often. You're at a hijacking.
Well, there was a plane. Yeah, there was a plane that crashed about a year and a half ago in Buffalo. And
yeah, I sat on the. I was sitting right there, and I'm like, they are showing something on lockup, and I started to fall asleep, and MSNBC had this little chirpy thing. Now I'm like, what? No, there's a what? Oh.
Yeah, I mean it's so that was I think that was probably I don't know I remember that one because I fly to Buffalo a lot and. I mean, so it's an airport I frequent, and I was pretty sure I knew where it crashed. I had to call. I have family there, so I had to call and say, "That's not your neighborhood, is it?" Because I have family that lives near the airport, you know. And so I was a little concerned, but yeah, it's. I know it's. You know, you'll get there one day.
No,
you'll fly, it'll be okay. Hopefully, it won't be into a building.
As long as I have something, yeah, exactly. That would be just that would be a
don't
a rough. A rough
because,
part of my
because
day.
you're the kind of person you would probably fly on 9/11.
Oh, I would fly on 9/11 with a kazoo.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
With a little those little
New You'd Year's have a bag crank, of confetti.
New Year's crank shaker, and I'd throw the confetti at the end, going, "Oh, we made it."
You could always just grab a beer and slide down the emergency slide, or whatever.
Like that guy. Like that one guy.
And JetBlue. Yeah.
So. You've got the other aspects of 9/11. You have the flights. You have the flights that didn't make it. You got the one over Shanksville rolling over right into a field somewhere.
Did you ever see the United or United 93 movie?
Did I see United 93?
Oh,
I believe if you look
of
up
course,
here
why
on
I,
my
why
shelf,
why am I asking you? Do you have two copies of it or something?
I do. I have United 93 and what's the other one I have? I have to find it now.
Do you have World Trade Center?
Or do I have World Trade Center? Let's see what we have. Let's look at the collection. We have, came with a book, the book What We Saw, CBS News is
Free. I think I might have borrowed that from you, actually.
We have that. I have World Trade Center, which I picked up for $5, the two-disc version, so I can see.
Oh, boy.
Or three discs, sorry. Excuse me.
Holy
Pardon
crap.
Me.
I've seen it. I just saw it once, though.
I have World Trade Center, Modern Marvel.
I did borrow that from you.
I have World Trade Center, Anatomy of the Collapse. Which I was actually referenced.
Yeah, I do. I do believe I watched that one.
If you were to search the internet, I am referenced on a conspiracy site debunking a part of a conspiracy, saying the video they used was go pick up the DVD. It's really hidden. It's hidden in plain sight. Not saying I'm the conspiracy. Going, you dumb shits. It's on a DVD. I've got that. I've got World Trade Center. The first 24 hours. All these are from Media Play. Most of these are. I pumped everything into Media Play. I don't know where the rest of it is. United 90s.
Have I seen United 93?
Have I seen? I was on the plane. There's United 93,
Boy.
And I wish they put out a special edition of that one. They never did. And I didn't realize until later that Jerry Espenson
was
on it as Todd Beamer.
Yeah, no, I found that out, sometime, probably. I don't know if it was after, maybe during, sometime during Boston Legal.
What was the other one? It was like, it's
Christian Clemenson or whatever.
That's the guy. I don't know where the title is, but I have In Memoriam.
This is gonna be a while.
I'm just curious. I know I have another United. There it is. Flight 93. That's the knockoff version.
That's the more realistic version.
Honestly, the more kind of they say semi-realistic version better than that one. And then if we go to the 9/11 collection, I just go ahead and lift this off and get to
the goodies.
Get my goodies here and then go ahead and pull off that 9/11 collection that I have and set it right here on the floor.
Oh my god.
I've got everything. I have just lots of stuff. I should post this.
Maybe that'll be our picture.
I know what our picture's going to be. Actually, no, it's not even the one we're thinking. You're forgetting the figurine I have.
Are you going to talk about that at all?
Yeah, and I'll reference it, and you'll see it in the picture. And unfortunately, it's a small one that I have, and I really wanted the large one.
They had this nice little shop next to the place where we worked.
Right. And in the years since, it's become a wing zone, and now it's vacant. But it would trade shops every so often. And at one point, and I want to say it had to be
I don't know. I want to see 2004, maybe.
Was
it way before that?
No, no, it was in like 2002.
Oh, okay. Because you.
It was
when I went to New York.
It was mid.
You need to find me.
It was mid 2000.
Something offensive.
I want to say mid 2000, 2002 probably, because I was in shoes at the time. I remember that. That's why I had the money to buy it. They have this figurine, they call it laser etching, or something like this. You have this big cube of plastic or glass, and they take this laser and put dots in it to make the sort of wire matrix display of something.
Yeah,
I've seen one of Rose's.
I have one of the Trade Towers. I mean, I bought...
You have a proper one.
I have a proper one. I bought it really cheap in New York. I bought a couple, actually.
There's one of Rose's.
Is there like a dollar?
No, well, not this one.
No.
This place that was run by a... probably a group of illegals, I think. Because they only took cash. Had a figurine that I'm going to go and grab just so I can describe it. The picture will be posted on our podcast here, and they put it on the site as well. But explain our trip. Or explain, I guess, how I went to get it.
Well, I didn't go with you.
You didn't? I thought you did.
I didn't.
Oh. I messed up the memory. Hold on a second. My flashbulb just went out.
Yes, it did. No, I don't know who went with him, actually. Do you think... Was it Donnie, or was it... Because it wasn't me.
Okay.
You're confusing me with somebody else.
Right. Well, probably somebody with work went with me. I don't remember.
Was it Wilson's?
I don't think so. No, 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 no.
Because had you met him yet? I don't know.
No, he wasn't even... He hadn't even moved to... This is 2002. All right, so it is a figurine of a laser etching.
Yeah, because you came and showed it to me, because
I think this is my genesis of introducing my 9/11 So you probably saw it in 2004, but I'd had it for a while.
Well, no, I don't know.
Regardless. Anyway, so some data time, I got it previously. It is a small cube, and they had a large one that's about the size of, I'd say one of the like the miniature phone books, but pretty thick. You know, the large version was, I'd say, 4 inches by 8 inches high.
This one has crumbled.
This long cylindrical...
I don't know how good that picture is going to come up.
We'll try. I'll put something behind it.
Yeah.
The long cylindrical...
You needed the light to go under it. That would be awesome.
Actually, I'm working on that.
You're working on that?
Because I wanted it for 9/11, and I didn't.
Oh.
That's supposed to be... Yeah, that's supposed to be coming right. To put this.
Got you.
And
I was supposed to tell you that.
Thank you for reminding me.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna.
That's what it was. Yeah. Okay, I didn't understand.
It's gonna be.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm a little stupid.
It's all right. You're dumbass. It's gonna be prominently displayed. But this laser etching that I'm finally getting to, it's small. I wanted the large one, but by the time I shouted with glee in that shop that I'd found it, another person walked in with my sense of humor. And they had the $40 in cash to buy the large one. I had to go back and get $10 to get the small one. It's a laser etching. It says 9/11/2001 at the top. And at the very bottom, it says New York. Very well done. And it has a rendition of the Trade Towers. It is partially accurate, as I would consider it a crunching of time.
Yeah.
They don't have the timeline right, but they certainly have... one key detail. You have the South Tower, and it shows the South Tower even, and here's the detail there is. The building had its interior columns. That's how the building was. That interior column is how the building was actually constructed. It didn't fall that way in that spire. I know what they tried to do, because there's a spire in the picture, and they tried their best to do the rendition for it. But you have the South Tower.
I don't know if I ever noticed that.
No, I.
Maybe I did.
No, you may not have. But this is why I am so happy the attention to detail to it, that the South Tower has crumbled, and it shows it kind of piled up. They didn't really do it as true rubble. It looks like they just threw it down there, but they have the ideas of the building. I know what they were going for, and there is the North Tower that has the television towers. And as you get fingerprints all over it,
it's your pride and joy.
It's my pride. If there's a fire, this is one of the few things that goes with
this
me.
This is how he pretty much determines if he's going to get along with you.
Exactly, because I introduced this to my sister's current.
And if they just kind of look at you like,
and I go, well, you know, I'm not talking to you.
See you later.
So
hit the road.
The North Tower. And this is in 3D. It's not 2D, as they did the job. It is three-dimensional all the way. The North Tower, even the detail of the actual scale of the television tower on the top is to scale. You have the plane going into the building at the exact angle, the second building into the North Tower, at the exact angle that it goes in, at almost the exact range that it goes in. Or maybe South Tower. I might have the towers wrong. But regardless, I see what they were trying to do. And the detail that gets me more than anything else on this, as happy as I am with it, is that they put little flecks of paper and dust.
I know, that's what I was looking
for. Little flecks of paper and dust blowing out the side of the building. This is my prized possession. This goes with me. When I die, I want this in my coffin. I don't want anybody to have it.
You want that in the Kindle.
I want this in the Kindle. If I can go to hell when I'm going, if it exists, you know. Again, we never know, but if it does, two things I want with me. I want the Kindle, and I want this. Because this, I want to sit next to me and just go, huh?
This is one of the reasons.
And it came in a case I need to glue together that has a metal clasp. And it's supposed to be tied in as well. But I put that in there. Let me clean it off, because I'm so happy with it. This brings about moments of joy. But the gentleman who came in before me and had $40 and purchased a large one...
He's probably dead.
I hope, maybe if I could find this one again... What? Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's... I would find it. Hopefully
to the gentleman who bought that.
The gentleman bought that. I hope maybe I can find it and purchase
Stanley.
The large one. Stanley! He could buy this. He could buy the large one, and I could get it back from him.
Use it by garbage truck.
I would want
with Pete.
I would want to have that large one, and I would display it somewhere prominently. This one, I don't display prominently. It's there. It just looks like something, and like, oh, it's on a case, and that's why I will bring it and go, huh? What do you think? And if you go, oh, you're a sick human being, I go, well, it was nice meeting you. Leave my home immediately. Leave my premises. But if you go, eh, that's all right. I mean, I understand. Then it's okay. If you go, oh my God, the detail! You know what?
You're going to be great
for it. You're going to be awesome. So
I don't know what I said. I don't know if I should. I don't know.
I don't remember. I had the same joy I have now of showing it. Going, look at the detail. And it's centered in. So it's 9/11 New York.
I didn't buy you another one when I was there. A proper one, did I?
No. I just bought you a shirt. Yeah, you bought me an NYPD.
Maybe you'll get one.
NYPD shirt. We'll see. I know. I would certainly hope. I would be in the market for. I was hoping to be a street vendor when you went to New York. That was around.
I looked.
That was around Ground Zero. That was selling. You know. A picture of Bush going, all right, or something.
I looked. I did. I spent. I mean, well, the reason, I wasn't
you
there.
Really
very
couldn't
long.
Find it because it was so fucking cold.
It was so cold. Yeah. I mean, I was just. I wasn't prepared for the cold there. I mean, I was honestly. I was so happy to get on that plane to come back to Florida, and I was laughing at those people. I was like, y'all suck. You know, I came back to Florida, and it was probably like. 70, I was like, I'm wearing shorts. I don't care. You know why? Because I can.
Not only do I have 9/11 footage of the 01, I have the 1 year anniversary. Oh. I have all of ABC News and CBS. That's all I have at the time. I do have a couple conspiracy ones because I was interested at the time just to.
He's got a stack of DVDs.
There's a stack of DVDs. They got Fox News Channel. I got Investigative Report.
This is shit he's burned.
Yes.
This is not.
Inside of War on America.
He is a news.
It's like Flight 93.
He loves the news.
I love. That's why, you know, it was sad. That's one of the major news events I didn't get to watch live, which is why I have everything, because I could have watched.
But you, yeah, when you.
I have that. I bought that one from Media Play. 9/11, the movie. That was pretty good.
Well, yeah, when you. I remember one day you were like, do you want to watch another raw news footage? Are you sure?
I could go, yay, why not? You want to watch this?
And when I said yes, he was really excited. He was
I ordered this one off eBay, and this one off eBay. Oh. There's Living History. That's what was on today.
Oh, boy.
I got that, and I got Fox. I don't even know. As sad as I have forgotten some of the stuff I had.
So what else do you have?
Countdown to Ground Zero. That was the reenactment that you were watching earlier. What else do I have?
This is the lady crying.
Oh, my God! Oh, get out of the tower, honey! you want to know the dedication I even took to this? Where did I put them? Oh, no. Don't tell me I just lost them. Oh, here they are. They're here.
They're gone.
I made these. And this. I made covers.
He did.
I actually made proper covers for some of my coverage.
Wow. You sure did.
I found logos.
You, absolutely.
And not only did I find logos, I found exact times of footage. And the September 11th, 2001 live news coverage.
Oh boy.
WKMG, Local 6, CBS in Orlando.
White House moment of silence.
Yeah, that one's actually from ABC News. I did buy that one from them.
Flight 175, first through the towers.
Oh, that's the 9/11, the...
American Airlines.
The 02 one. American Airlines, the only airline that gives you the direct flight from the airport to your office. That's time for the joke portion of our program.
After I don't know if it was really, was it song? I
don't know. Nah, we had some somberness, but. as Superman, you know, they say, I'm like, oh! And Superman, they go, it's a bird! It's a plane! Oh shit, it is a plane! we had jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11.
You said you'd never forget! And they forgot. Because the only channel doing anything this time from MSNBC was History Channel. Every yeah. other one has Kate plus 8. And, oops, I dropped your wrench in your vagina. And left it. I don't know. Whatever comes on Discovery Health. Some program. I remember this.
Surgical Instruments Get Left Behind.
Right, that's the show.
Because that's just one of those names that you're just like, oh, I just gotta tune into this. I mean, we left some sort of what could only be described as a ruler inside of your stomach.
Right.
I don't know how we did, but
it
got left behind.
You tend to talk more about New York on about 9/11 because that was the bigger event. Yeah, you had the Pentagon and 100 people died, but as a fortified military base, a bunker, and plane that went in, and when you say something about, when does the Pentagon have four sides, and it's when it's intersected by a plane, you have things like that, you don't know, and you have the plane go down to Shanksville, and then, I don't know. I mean, we'll end it on this note, and I hope you know the answer to this question. I'll ask this one.
I probably don't.
Just how long does it take to reach the ground from 107 stories up? What's the answer?
The rest of your life.
Yes. So, in memory of the fallen, in memory of Mr. Atta.
No! It's wrong.
In memory of Nafaf al-Hazmi. We bid you adieu. Until next year, when there's probably some big terrorist attack or something.
It's 10 just years. On your house.
And I would hope for the 10th anniversary they do something big. I want fireworks. I'd like something nice for the 10th anniversary.
What do you mean, like another attack?
Is there no.
I'm sorry. I was
no. I meant,
I wasn't sure where you were going with this.
No, I meant I want. There's got to be.
You want fireworks?
There should be good television coverage.
You want cupcakes?
I want wall to wall everything. Because it's 10 years, you do a retrospective. If you don't, it's like, well, who gives a fuck?
You want cakes? You want celebrations?
I want the same thing for the pizzas that they ordered at the World Trade Center. Two large planes. That's what I want.
Come on, do you have any other things?
It was pretty cool to look up in the sky and see no airplanes going over for few days. That was pretty nice. So these saw just clouds, and see, that's why I just
he was calling today Ash Saturday.
You ruined the title. Well, that's the title of the podcast, is Ash Saturday.
I wonder if people would get it.
I don't care if they'd get it.
I got it. I knew exactly what you were doing.
The only thing that was going through the mind of most people on that day on the 92nd floor, the 91st floor. That doesn't work because that's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
It doesn't matter. They're dead. Who cares? Fuck them. 3,000 dead.
Oh my god! Now you're taking that with you to hell with your Kindle and your book about ketchup.
All right. Well, I'll get to meet the awesome people. I'll get to meet. I'll be in hell, and I'll get to meet
no.
I'll get to meet. I broke it. Well, the bell broke. Ahmed Al Gamdi. I'd love to meet Gumby. Go my damn plane. Next week, fuckers. Bye. Overflow, population, common poop, and it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world serve.
It's the end of the world as we know it.